Fossil fuels are big business, trillions of dollars worth. That's money being invested in new fossil fuel projects, despite promises for a net zero 2050 world. Coal, the most polluting fossil fuel, got a lot of attention at COP26. The Glasgow Climate Pact agreed to a phase down rather than a phase out plan. The change in wording was a win for producers and a worry for climate activists. But another part of the story is what's coming. At least 300 new coal-fired power plants will be fully operational within 5 years. Each can run for up to 50 years. Countries also have vast underground reserves that are usable for at least 60 years. 11 big banks in the euro area have 95% of their equity tied up in fossil fuel assets. This stuff holds up the economy. Let's build an imaginary coal-fired power plant. You need the financing, the fuel to power it, and the equipment and the people to run it. But in a net zero world, populist movements against fossil fuels could cancel the project prematurely. Energy prices could drop as renewables improve. Regulations could also cut into its profits. And just like that, billions in investments that are valuable today won't be in a generation. They become stranded assets, junk. One third of coal mines in Europe, North America, and Australia are at risk of becoming stranded by 2040. And if we stick to net zero targets, that'll mean 2.2 million jobs lost. So, is anybody doing anything about this? The biggest Danish pension fund has promised to divest from fossils to avoid future risks. Some energy companies are writing down the value of their assets or charging customers more now. One way or the other, there's a vital energy transition happening to meet climate change goals. But it must be managed carefully to avoid seriously wounding the global economy in the future.